Arizona Senate Republicans have introduced two bills which would bar cities and towns from collecting taxes on food and rent, something that more than 60 Arizona municipalities do right now. And joining us to talk about it is State Senate President Warren Peterson, a Republican who represents Gilbert. Senator, thanks for being with us. Critics of these bills say that cities and towns need that money they collect on grocery and rent taxes for things like public safety. How will those towns make up that money?
Well, the reality is that over the last 3 years, we've had record revenues, state and local revenues, and the state has done things in the last 3 years that has boosted even more funding to cities. So cities, our state shared revenue that goes to the cities is up by 30%, or $330 million. That's expected to double over the next few years. We've given tax relief. The question is, what have the cities done for tax relief? I've spoken to council members that also support this proposal and want to make this proposal happen.
You're talking city council members.
Yeah, city council members that support this because they're flush with cash. They're rolling over money, and they've got COVID cash. They've got so much COVID cash, they don't even know how to spend it. One city has fully funded their pensions, which, you know, and they have excess money. So the reality is it's not about cuts. It's they have a surplus. You always hear about public safety because that's, you know, what do we, all of us really want for cities to provide for us? That's what's the most important. Well, it's public safety. Well, in our bill, in the rental tax cut bill, it says that cities need to prioritize and fund public safety first. So if we were really talking about, you know, cutting or hurting or devastating some city, we could work on some compromise or see if there was some way to fund that. But we're talking about record income here. Government has all-time high revenues, but yet people are struggling. People are reeling from inflation right now.
And we should make clear that there are no state taxes in Arizona on groceries or rent. It is about 70 cities that levy a tax on rent, and about 65 of them collect taxes on food for home consumption. But why stop there? You know, a lot of cities tax utilities, and of course, being able to affordably heat and cool your home is pretty much essential, right?
Well, there's, you know, good tax policy and bad tax policy. When it comes to just rent, I'll just hit on rental tax specifically. It's a very bad tax policy. Only two states, according to NCSL in the entire country, Arizona, Hawaii, charge a rental tax. When you and I or anybody who has a mortgage payment makes our mortgage payment, we don't pay an extra tax with our mortgage. And so that's just really bad tax policy. So I think that's the biggest reason why, you know, the rental tax needs to go. It's poor tax policy. We're only one of states that does it. Now, as far as the food tax, and you mentioned other things, well, sure, we could look at other things too. But as far as the food tax goes, it's something that it affects everybody. Everybody eats food. It's something that's all year round. It's, you know, it's about the same consumption. And this is something that it is affordable for government to be able to get rid of this and yet provide some relief to people. When you're talking about the food tax and the rental tax combined, you're talking about, you know, a few hundred bucks a month, a couple hundred bucks a month. And this is the difference between people, you know, some more gas in their tank, putting some, you know, a few more meals on the table. So when you're talking about a single mom or a single dad struggling to get by, this can really help.
All right. Thank you so much. That is State Senate President Warren Peterson talking about a couple of bills in the State Senate sponsored by Republicans that would bar cities and towns in Arizona from collecting taxes on food and rent.